This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Initial trends that emerged in counting of votes for all four states and union territory of Puducherry have sustained as counting rounds progress into the day. As per latest counting, BJP has taken a surprise lead in West Bengal, while in Tamil Nadu, new entrant Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam, led by actor C. Joseph Vijay, has surged ahead. Opposition AIA DMK is in second position and the state's ruling DMK is trailing at third spot. TVK is all set to create history in Tamil Nadu Assembly election by emerging as the single largest party, leading on 107 seats out of 234 constituencies across the state. The counting of votes is underway at all polling stations at 62 designated counting centers across the state amid tight security. In an intense three-cornered battle in the state, one result has been declared while trends are available from other 233 seats. In Kerala, results and trends are available for all 140 seats. Congress-led United Democratic Front is on course to trounce the ruling Left Democratic Front. Congress has won 24 seats and is leading in 40 seats. Congress ally IUML has won 4 seats and leading in 18 seats. Ruling CPM has won 12 seats and leading in 14. Ally CPI has won 4 seats and leading in 4 seats, while Kerala Congress has won 4 seats, leading in 3 seats. In West Bengal, the BJP is poised for an overwhelming mandate in assembly elections. Out of a total of 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 6 constituencies. BJP has bagged 4 seats while Trinamool Congress has won 2 seats. As per trends available so far, for 287 seats, BJP is leading in 189 while Trinamool Congress is ahead in 92, CPM in 1, Congress in 2, and others in 3. In Assam, the ruling BJP is all set to retain power in Assam for the third consecutive term. Out of a total of 126 assembly seats, results have been declared for 39 constituencies. BJP has bagged 31 seats, while its allies AGP has won 2 seats and Borolen People's Front has secured 5 seats. On the other hand, All India United Democratic Front has secured 1 seat. As per trends available for the remaining 87 seats, BJP is leading in 50 seats, while its ally AGP is ahead in 6 and Borolen People's Front in 5. Congress is leading in 21 seats, AIUDF in 1, Raijor Dal in 2 seats and others in 2 seats. The majority mark in the 126-member Assam Legislative Assembly is 64 seats. Results have also come in from Puducherry. Out of 13 seats declared, ruling AINRC has won 6 seats and is leading in 4 seats. Congress has won 1 seat and is ahead in 6 seats. DMK has won 1 seat and is leading in 3 seats. BJP has won 2 seats and is leading in 2. AIA DMK has won 1 seat and independents have won 2 seats and leading in 1 seat. As per Election Commission bearing Puducherry, several rounds of counting are due to be taken up. In assembly by-elections for 7 constituencies across 5 states, BJP has won a seat each in Gujarat, Tripura and Nagaland and is leading in 1 each in Maharashtra and Karnataka. Congress has won a constituency in Karnataka, while in Maharashtra, BJP ally Nationalist Congress Party is leading in the other constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the BJP headquarters in New Delhi this evening. He will address the party workers after the results of the assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory. BJP leaders have hailed the party's victory in West Bengal and Assam. Party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla has said that the BJP is heading towards a historic win in West Bengal as per trends of assembly election results. Talking to Akashvani News, BJP spokesperson Tuhin Sinha has said people of West Bengal have rejected the politics of TMC. He said it is a big day for BJP and a tribute to the legacy of Dr. Syama Prasad Mukherjee. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.